Today is the 22nd of March 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way or you'd like to subscribe to the channel, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you could follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Lord, you ask us to be your disciples and to shine as lights in a dark world. And so today we acknowledge before you the faults and the weaknesses of which we're guilty, who in this generation represent your church before the world. And so I especially acknowledge my own part, Lord. Forgive me for the weakness of my witness, the smallness of my generosity, my lack of enthusiasm. Make me a more worthy follower of him who cared for the poor, freed the oppressed, and could never see disease without stopping to heal it, or any kind of human need without turning aside to help. Let your power, Jesus, be in us all, so that we can share in the world's sufferings and make right its wrongs. Amen. 2 Samuel 14, verse 30. Then he said to his servants, "Look, Joab's field is next to mine, and he has barley there. Go and set it on fire." So Absalom's servants set the field on fire. Many years ago, I remember having a conversation with someone about patients with dementia. And this person was telling me about a patient who'd been aggressive and violent and rude and just generally not nice to be around. So when the refreshments trolley came round, for instance, he would throw his cup of tea and scream and shout. And they just put it down to his dementia. However, the reality was very different, because his dementia made it very difficult to speak. So when the refreshments trolley came round, the orderly would ask what he wanted, but because he couldn't speak quickly enough, they just gave him a cup of tea, because you know, everybody loves a cup of tea. But here's the kicker. He didn't like tea. In fact, he hated hot drinks. And his frustration at being given something he didn't like came out in his aggressive behavior. Things got so bad, he accidentally hurt someone one day. And it was only when they met with the family and did a review that they realized that actually what all this man needed was for the orderly to stop and to give him time to tell them what he actually wanted. Once they got it right and they gave him the time, he turned out to be a completely different person. You might think, well, that's a nice story, Ray, but what's that got to do with our story today? Well, in our reading today, Absalom has his servant set fire to Job's field in order to get Job's attention, all because Job had been ignoring him. And how many times have we been on the receiving end of bad behavior because actually we didn't take the time to listen to the person we were talking to? Sometimes bad behavior is a cry for help. Not all the time. Bad behavior can be bad behavior. But sometimes bad behavior is a cry for help. Maybe we just need to stop taking it personally and ask ourselves, is there an underlying root cause? You know, Jesus was very good at that. For example, his discussions with the Samaritan woman at the well, he quickly picked up her loneliness and so he could address her behavior because he stopped, he gave her time, and he listened. Maybe, as always, we should be more like Jesus and take the time to listen and show people they are valued by giving them what they actually need, which may just be a bit of time to process and think. we're going to have our first piece of music, just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 2 Samuel chapter 14. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the New International Version, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 14. Joab, son of Zeruiah, knew that the king's heart longed for Absalom. So Joab sent someone to Tekoa and had a wise woman brought from there. He said to her, "Pretend you are in mourning. Dress in mourning clothes and don't use any cosmetic lotions. Act like a woman who has spent many days grieving for the dead. And then go to the king and speak these words to him." And Joab put the words in her mouth. When the woman from Tekoa went to the king, she fell on her face to the ground to pay him honor, and she said, "Please help me, your majesty." The king asked her, "What is troubling you?" She said, "I am a widow. My husband is dead. I, your servant, had 2 sons. They got into a fight with each other in the field, and no one was there to separate them. One struck the other and killed him. Now the whole clan has risen up against your servant. They say, 'Hand over the one who struck his brother down, so that we may put him to death for the life of his brother, whom he killed. Then we will get rid of the heir as well.' They would put out the only burning coal I have left, leaving my husband neither name nor descendant on the face of the earth." The king said to the woman, "Go home, and I will issue an order in your behalf." But the woman from Tekoa said to him, "Let my lord the king pardon me and my family, and let the king and his throne be without guilt." The king replied, "If anyone says anything to you, bring them to me, and they will not bother you again." She said, "Then let the king invoke the Lord his God to prevent the avenger of blood from adding to the destruction, so that my son will not be destroyed." "As surely as the Lord lives," he said, "not one hair of your son's head will fall to the ground." Then the woman said, "Let your servant speak a word to my lord the king." "Speak," he replied. The woman said, "Why then have you devised a thing like this against the people of God? When the king says this, does he not convict himself? For the king has not brought back his own banished son. Like water spilt on the ground which cannot be recovered, so we must die. But that is not what God desires. Rather, he devises ways that a banished person does not remain banished from him. And now I have come to say this to the Lord my King, because the people have made me afraid. Your servant thought, I will speak to the king, because he will grant his servant's request. Perhaps the king will agree to deliver his servant from the hand of the man who is trying to cut off both me and my son from God's inheritance. And now, your servant says, may the word of my lord, the king, secure my inheritance, for my lord, the king, is like an angel of God in discerning good and evil. May the Lord your God be with you. Then the king said to the woman, don't keep me from the answer to what I'm going to ask you. Let my lord, the king, speak, the woman said. The king asked, isn't the hand of Joab with you in all this? The woman answered, as surely as you live, my lord the king, no one can turn to the right or to the left from anything my lord the king says. Yes, it was your servant Joab who instructed me to do this, and he put all these words into the mouth of your servant. Your servant Joab did this to change the present situation. The Lord has wisdom like an angel of God. He knows everything that happens in the land. The king said to Joab, very well, I will do it. Go, bring back the young man Absalom. Joab fell with his face to the ground to pay him honor, and he blessed the king. Joab said, today your servant knows that he has found favor in your eyes, my lord the king, because the king has granted his servant's request. Then Joab went to Geshur and brought Absalom back to Jerusalem. But the king said, he must go to his own house. He must not see my face. Absalom went to his own house and did not see the face of the king. In all Israel was not a man so highly praised for his handsome appearance as Absalom. From the top of his head to the sole of his foot, there was no blemish in him. Whenever he cut the hair of his head, he used to cut his hair once a year because it was too heavy for him, he would weigh it, and its weight was 200 shekels by the royal standard. 3 sons and a daughter were born to Absalom. His daughter's name was Tamar, and she became a beautiful woman. Absalom lived 2 years in Jerusalem without seeing the king's face. Then Absalom sent for Joab in order to send him to the king. But Joab refused to come to him. So he sent him a second time, but he refused to come. Then he said to his servants, look, Joab's field is next to mine, and he has barley there. Go and set it on fire. So Absalom's servants set the field on fire. Then Joab did go to Absalom's house, and he said to him, why have your servants set my field on fire? Absalom said to Joab, look, I sent word to you and said, come here so I can send you to the king to ask, why have I come from Geshur? It would be better for me if I were still there. Now then, I want to see the king's face. And if I am guilty of anything, let him put me to death. So Joab went to the king and told him this. Then the king summoned Absalom, and he came in and bowed down with his face to the ground before the king. And the king kissed Absalom. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those words of scripture. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Thank you. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for our local police and our local police departments. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the positive relationships that police have in many communities. We pray for relationships with communities and groups who find it hard to trust or relate to the police. We pray, Lord, that you would bring down barriers and build bridges. That you would create opportunities for relationships to be built, so that police and local communities can draw alongside each other. Father, we pray that our police officers would show compassion, even in the most difficult of situations. And we pray for your protection over our police departments. Physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental protection, as they engage with people who, let's face it, Lord, don't always respond positively. Father, we pray that you would work out your plan to bring love and hope into the lives of all who work for our police forces. And we ask this in the precious name of Jesus, who served us and is our protector. Amen. We say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, where you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.